Hi, welcome to Nonsense Now. I'm your big host, Big Will. With me are my two dumb, dumb, sexy sidekicks, as always.
Elijah, the best.
Sexy Rexy.
Now, Sexy Rexy found a little under the weather with a possible cracked tooth. So we might not hear much from him, but...
But that's good, though.
Sucks dick.
My best day
is when Elijah doesn't talk.
Those are few and in between.
But good thing I talk all the time, right, Willie?
That is a problem. But it's okay. So, join us today as we talk about anything and everything and all the funny things in between.
I think you said that already,
didn't you? I didn't say that, actually.
That's why I said it so quick.
All right, so. I watched...
Are you really going to say you watched another movie?
I did watch another movie.
Oh my gosh, let's not tell the audience this again.
I am.
Don't listen, guys, for the next 10 minutes.
I watched The Foreigner, Jackie Chan film. It's good. Elijah, what'd you do?
Last night?
Yeah. Remember, audience, don't listen for the next 20 minutes.
Usually a whole lot of nothing.
No?
Well, played some Call of Duty, kicked some booty.
I was with you. You did one round. That was good.
I was spanking them.
This is coming from the guy who only has one golden gun. I have two. Two. And it's the only guns that matter.
Rick
the M4A1 and
the
Desert Eagle.
Zero because I use all the weapons and I don't go for camos. I like the attachments.
Yeah, but as you unlock all the camos, you unlock all the attachments because you level it up.
Elijah, on your best day,
it's like his worst day.
Than you.
No.
It's not even my worst day.
No.
Your best day is me not playing, dog.
Ha!
Ooh. I had a 3.0 KD last night.
In
bay
one
bay.
Fucking match
bay
because
bay.
He camped in a corner
no.
on
no.
shipment.
Nope. Hey, I'm like a spider. Let them come to me, you know? Let them get in my web. Let them come.
I bet you let them come. I bet you let them come all day long.
Yes, baby.
I like to run the Akimbo Desert Eagles. Yeah, horrible accuracy, but it's just badass. Just boom! Got him. Watching them fly back like they got hit with a shotgun. That's an attachment I want to get is the one for the revolver. Snake shot. Turn my revolvers.
They need to bring back the G18s. That was the best.
They do need to bring out the G18s. I'm really kind of disappointed that they have a Kimbo, but they don't have like an SMG.
Those G18s, you can melt people like, oh, they're so good. So fantastic.
If only there was a perk for the Glock.
To
like
get
a trigger attachment to make it fully automatic.
That would be fucking legit. But they don't. I'm disappointed.
What kind of pudding you got there, Rex? Is that vanilla pudding?
Yeah.
He's eating pudding.
Who eats vanilla pudding?
My kids ate all the chocolate, so.
Okay.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
I like tapioca pudding.
The fuck is tapioca?
Never have. What? You've never had tapioca pudding?
Isn't it like a chocolate-ish thing?
Oh my gosh. It's. I guess it's vanilla pudding, but with like little balls in it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
This is also coming from the guy who likes Nutella.
Which is fantastic.
It's not.
Nutella is the freaking... I love Nutella.
No,
I want to rub it all over my body.
I bet you do.
And
lather
myself
in it.
Let
all those guys come to you as you have Nutella
over your
body.
I'd rather eat Miracle Whip than Nutella.
Nutella is...
Wait, what's wrong with Miracle Whip?
That's
like,
just disgusting. It's a
God's gift
mayonnaise.
To mankind, obviously.
Oh, wait, never mind. I was thinking of Cool Whip. Never
Dip
mind.
Dip some apples in that bad boy.
I don't know.
Dum-dum.
Rub it on some
well,
croissants.
Well, I only use mayonnaise. I don't use fucking Miracle Whip, so I was
croissants.
Like, oh, whatever.
Croissants.
You're going to have your croissants with your...
Croissant.
Oui, me
croissant. Anyways, he likes Nutella, and that is disgusting. And his argument is it's chocolate...
It basically is a Reese's cup.
It's chocolate peanut butter. It's not chocolate peanut butter. And like I don't have a dirty whore mouth. You have a dirty whore mouth because you eat Nutella. You let all those campers come in Nutella in your mouth. Like,
So besides you for some reason hating Nutella.
Nutella's
really.
Nasty. There's no some reason. It's nasty. Like, the only reason why I get it is because I basically give it to my kids.
Oh, so you do eat it?
No, I give it to my kids because they like it, and I don't know what the fuck kind of spawns and Satan they are.
I don't even let my kids suffer through that.
My son likes it. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's a spawn of Satan.
Oh, yeah, you're
all children.
You said something about coffee earlier this morning. What were you saying about your kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. So, you guys, comment on the Facebook group what you guys think about this. At what age do you think it's appropriate for your child to have coffee in the morning? I was listening to the radio on the way into work today, and they were
saying... listening to our competition?
No, radio. We're podcast. Oh. Okay. We have no competition.
Okay.
Well, except other podcasts, you know, and we're like... down there.
Hey.
Well, with the help of our listeners, we will gradually climb to the top.
The slow and steady grind.
The slow and steady grind, like fucking RuneScape or Skyrim. But anyways, on the radio today, they were saying that there was a woman who called in, whatever, saying that she lets her 9-year-old daughter have coffee.
Which...
what do you have to say about that?
My boys, for some reason, they're 7 and 5. They like coffee. I'm not necessarily saying like I give it to them, but like my wife will make a cup of coffee in the morning and she'll put it on the counter, walk away, come back, and like half of it's gone.
So your
they
kids
drink
are little
it.
Sly Cooper thieves.
They freaking drink
here.
It. I mean,
is there a punishment?
I honestly don't think it's
spare the
that,
rod, spoil the child.
I honestly don't think it's
translates
that
to feed the
bad.
Shit out of your kids.
Cause, no,
like, there's freaking parents giving kids soda, which is I think 10 times worse than coffee.
I give my kids sodas.
So I'm just
I don't
saying.
Give my kids soda.
I'm just saying. Especially like Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is crazy.
My son doesn't get Mountain Dew. He doesn't like it.
I give
Sprite.
My kids water and juice. That's about it.
That's what I mainly
all
give mine too. And milk.
Like
my daughter will have sips of my wife's
wait,
now and then.
You still give... How old is your youngest?
5.
And you still... Like glass of milk or bottle milk?
Glass of milk.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not like, yeah, giving her all the bottle, obviously.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
They're on the tits still.
I mean...
Some people do that.
My daughter,
some people are weird.
Oh my god, I know.
No, they are weird. Like going to kindergarten, they're still freaking breastfeeding.
Yeah, no, that's...
What?
I got no problem with breastfeeding, but it's like...
There's a cutoff point. Like once they hit like a year, I mean, it's kind of weird.
Oh, am I interrupting Rexy? Yeah. Then you know how I feel. Anyways, what'd you say?
Shit, sorry. Back on like coffee shit. Like I don't let my daughter drink coffee. She's my eldest. She's 5. But
Ow.
Like, the most she'll get is, like, she'll get, like, sips of, like, my wife's Starbucks every now and then. We rarely get it, but she mostly gets, like, her own drink, and it's, like, not even a caffeine drink there.
Ew,
but I don't think kids should drink coffee at all until they're, like, teenagers. Because, honestly, at a teenager, I fucking needed coffee.
Between sports, I don't see, like, I know I give my kid, I gave my kid soda. My kid, my son, William, he's going to be 4 this year. Sorry, there's 3 of them. He drinks soda, but he only has it on occasion. Like if we go out,
yeah, I try not to get my kids soda.
He has like juice and water a lot. He doesn't really drink a lot of milk anymore.
I sound like a tree hugger when I say that, but or some like hippie
parent.
Fucking
hippie.
Like when I say, oh, I don't give my kid soda, you know, everybody looks at me like I'm some.
My kid
parent.
Will have a soda every now and then, but she'll have like a Sprite. That's it. But
yeah,
we don't
you know, that's also kind of understandable with you because you don't drink soda.
Yeah, I don't drink soda.
So more than likely, your wife doesn't drink soda, so you guys don't get them.
She drinks some, but
you guys don't really buy.
Yeah,
you guys don't go out of your way to buy them.
My wife is a Pepsi crackhead, dog.
Is she?
Yeah, dude. I'm Dr. Pepper.
I like that Mountain Dew.
I do like that. I like
Dew.
All soda. I am not racist against soda.
You're
okay.
You like it all.
You're not brand loyal?
I am not brand loyal. I'll drink anything other than...
Diet?
I'll drink diet if it's there. But
pineapple
I
soda?
Diet
well,
like
Cactus Cooler.
Dog shit.
Cactus Cooler, oh, I used to love
Cactus
that
Cooler.
Stuff.
Squirt?
You used to
diet,
love
diet drinks do taste like dog shit when they're warm.
Have you ever
if
had
they're cold,
squirt?
They're good.
That was good. When I love that.
I
didn't
really
not
like
squirt. It's grapefruit squirt, right?
Ruby squirt.
There it is. There
I
it
didn't
is.
Really like squirt. I mean, it was okay, but no.
A little squirt.
My drink back in the day
guys,
around that was
I'm sure you guys
Cactus
remember,
Cooler.
I'm sure you guys remember because you guys are older than me. I had it a few times, but Surge.
Surge was crazy.
Surge.
That stuff was so sugary.
Yeah, what's that fucking drink? I ask you guys this all the fucking time. The one Tang. Tang
oh,
was good
dude,
shit.
I love
that's
Tang.
Not soda.
No, I know, like, but like if you guys, we were talking about drinks, and like I was like,
I honestly don't know what the heck it is.
It was like it's just a powder drink like Kool-Aid, but it was fuck.
It's like orange though.
Yeah, they had a fucking monkey as the advertising for it.
They don't know.
Yeah.
It's just orange.
Yeah.
fucking weird ass monkey. I want some Tang. Like, so why?
What about Kool-Aid?
Well, I mean, yeah, Kool-Aid.
See, I used to drink Kool-Aid a lot when I was a kid.
My son will prefer Gatorade over Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. I drank a lot of,
Dude, you fling that pudding on me, I swear to God, I'm gonna flip your cup.
All over you. Playing my pudding.
Nasty. Fuck.
But, what's it called? Nesquik.
Nesquik.
The powdered Nesquik. I drank that shit a lot when I was a kid.
See, I didn't really care for the powdered Nesquik. I like the Hershey's chocolate.
The syrup? Ugh.
I love, like, the Nasty. Rabbit, dude. The thing was cool.
Yeah. Now, what's since we're on chocolate milk for some reason... Farmer Brothers, they have some good fucking,
like a carton?
Well, the glass bottles that...
Oh, yeah.
They have some good chocolate milk.
Top of the morning is good, too.
Top of the morning is good.
Yeah. Alright, here's a very controversial drink.
Eggnog. Nope.
Yeah, no. Nope. Negative.
Nope.
Negative.
I fucking love eggnog.
Yeah, you
get
would,
that
Rex.
Nasty
eggnog
ass
with some cinnamon
you
on
would,
it.
Fucking ass gas filling tank.
It's so good.
You get that ass tank shit out of here, man. It had to be fucking watered down with some kind of massive amount of vodka.
It tastes like
I don't even like it, it's supposed to be.
It's like sugary snot. That's what it reminds
Whatever.
Me of.
I don't even like with the alcohol, dude. Just straight out the carton, dog.
Nah.
Negative.
Yep, negative. Now, our friend.
My wife feels the same way you guys do.
Me and Elijah, we have a friend. His name is Tremaine. He makes an alcoholic drink called Skittles.
Oh, boy, here we go.
That's a good drink.
Nah, it's not.
It is a good drink. Just because you categorized it as a certain thing that we are not allowed to say.
Not allowed to say.
As white people or as a podcast.
Yep. Because it's racist!
It might be considered frowned upon.
No, it is frowned upon. It's not considered. It
well,
is.
You might be considered. It is considered.
But you take a 2 liter of Mountain Dew, and you either pour it into cups for somebody or you pour it out. It doesn't matter. Down to the top part of the label.
Or just drink it down to that point.
That's why I said pour it into cups. Anyways,
don't
you drink
waste
it
that Dew, right, Willie?
No, you don't waste
don't
that.
Don't waste that Dew.
Anyway, you drink it down to the top part of the label, and then you pour in Kool-Aid. Whatever color, type
whatever
of
flavor
right?
you prefer.
Yeah, right. And then once
and
it's all mixed
friend,
up,
course,
nice and good, you pour
prefers
some
grape.
Of well, yes.
And watermelon.
And watermelon.
Watermelon.
That's my favorite though. That one is my favorite.
I like the blue raspberry one.
Yeah, you do that, and then you pour it from the label back up to where the Mountain Dew was to begin with vodka. Oh, you fill all that whole space up with vodka, and then you slowly tilt or fucking
shake it.
Not like fucking.
Shake it. Shake,
not
shake,
like
shake,
that song.
Shake.
Not like a Polaroid. You don't shake it like a Polaroid. But you like slowly tip shake it or whatever.
So it doesn't explode?
Yes. And that is some good shit.
Nah, it's not really.
It is.
It's really not that good.
It is. Elijah's a sheltered white boy.
It tasted
it.
Like
try
cough
it's good.
Medicine.
It does not taste like cough medicine.
A hint of alcohol, I guess?
No, it did not taste like cough medicine. You don't like soda. That's why you don't like it.
There's this bar that I go to. I like their drink. It's like the bartender. It's like her personal drink. It's called they have the trash cans or the crash bombs and stuff. She calls it a crash bomb or something like that. And it's blueberry vodka mixed with a blueberry Red Bull. And it's so damn good.
Isn't that like an Adios motherfucker?
Well, Adios motherfuckers have like a ton of alcohol mixed together. It's just
those
two.
Yeah, okay.
It's a ton of the alcohols and then a Red Bull on it, but it's just the Red Bull and the blueberry vodka, and it's so good.
Alright, so we're going to take a short break for our sponsors, one. Alright, we'll be back. Hi, welcome back. Anyways, we were talking about alcohol and whatnot, and this is not a subject for children.
Should you have put that at the beginning?
I probably should have put that at the beginning. But oh, well.
I don't think the show's for kids.
It might. I mean, it is only
Mr.
my friend.
Mr.
So.
Person who goes, F this, F that.
You never know. Have you heard what these kids listen to on YouTube? Like,
yeah,
I'm tamed compared to them.
That fat bitch Lizzo or whatever the fuck.
Who the fuck is Lizzo?
That stupid fat whale singer.
I just took a DNA test.
That stupid bitch.
I don't fucking know who you're talking about,
it
bro.
Plays on the radio all the time.
I don't listen to his fucking radio because most of the time it's
your
dumbass country. Yeah, and I have my radio playing, which grouses out.
She's like some huge, fat, like she makes you look skinny, black chick, and she
is that a fat joke? Because if it was, it was good.
Yeah. But she's a bleached whale, dog.
Yeah.
Damn.
And she sings, and she sings about being a whore. She's a large lady. And she dressed like, she went to the one of the NBA, like, playoff games, I think it was, or whatever, or just one of the games.
No, it was like one of the music awards, I think. Is that what you're talking about?
No, she just went to one of the games. Okay. And she had a dress on, and the entire ass was just cut out. And you just see her thong. And she just turned around and, like, shook her ass on the screen. And everyone's
classy.
Like, all the people are like, oh, it's so empowering. No, it's fucking disgusting. Like, that's not what we should be showing our daughters.
But would you say that
if
she was an attractive woman?
Yes, I'd say the exact same thing.
Okay.
Because it's disgusting. Right, like, that's not the image we should be showing our daughters.
Let me ask you this. How did you feel about the Shakira and J-Lo, or whoever the fuck it was?
J-Lo.
Shakira and J-Lo.
Shakira and J-Lo's halftime show.
Pole stripping.
It wasn't... Oh, the pole stripping?
The pole dancing. I mean, I know that's her, you know, the style of dancing, but...
Yeah, it's their style of dancing. I didn't...
That was There's really provocative to show in front of kids. I mean, there was a lot of controversy about
really
adults. I mean,
the halftime
like
show.
Boys.
So I don't know. I can't really judge. I didn't see the halftime show.
Okay.
I know there was a point where
like,
they,
it
shook
started
their, they shook their asses.
Oh yeah.
But it was for like half a second.
But from what I understand, is it fired up a lot of questions for young boys to ask their parents.
It was pretty...
But I don't know.
Like, Elijah
had
to take his kids out of the room.
My son's glued to it. He's like... My 7-year-old, he's like...
Women commenting
with
on
his,
the Super Bowl,
you know, mouth open.
Oh, it's so disgusting. I can't believe that. But yet, women were getting all their fucking... Their panties all wet and shit for the last Super Bowl when... what's that dude?
Adam
Levine.
Yeah,
his
V was showing. His pants are like... You can see his pubes and shit. Yeah, and they were all like... Oh, yes, yes. But then this one happens. Like, that's disgusting. Like, you fucking hypocrites.
No, that's... I get it. I understand. I'm just asking.
The definition of that lady calling the cops on those little girls for having a lemonade stand.
That white chick's just sitting
there on the phone.
Wait, what?
No, it was a barbecue.
The lady
called the cops on the lemonade stand.
Yeah, the lady who called, these people were at a park,
uh-huh.
and they were barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
And this lady comes up, and they were black. And this white lady walks up, and she's like, you can't barbecue here. This is not a barbecue area. And, like, they're like, we've been barbecuing in this area for years. She goes, no, it's not allowed. You can't barbecue with a charcoal burner here. They're like, we've been doing it for years. So she called the cops on them. And the cops almost arrested her.
They should have.
Like, she's a fucking, like,
that's a definite, that
why
woman,
do you have to go out of your way to try to ruin somebody else's day when you know you're wrong?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
It's because people can go online nowadays and not be scrutinized.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go on Reddit and put on whatever they want
to. You can see every stupid opinion that shouldn't have been said before.
Yeah.
Anonymous. Because people,
anonymous.
They don't have the balls to say it to people's faces.
No, they don't.
They're just like, I'm online, no one can touch me, so I can say whatever I want.
Fucking pieces of shite. I hate trolls, dude. I'm waiting for them. And I'm waiting for them.
I know, right?
And then, I don't count my friends as trolls because they troll me in real life. So, you know, it's like, bring it. I want
to
hear it.
Man, if that fat bitch Lizzo walked into our shop right now, I'd be like, it's that fat, disgusting whale to her face.
Manchester.
Manchester?
Yeah. If somebody has contact information for her, tell her to come here.
Tell her fat fucking ass to the shop.
Manchester. So if she does show up and he doesn't say it, which I won't record it, I get to slap Rex in the face like the bitch he is.
Oh.
Somebody.
Fucking.
Get a hold of that fat bitch.
Ain't gonna happen.
Okay. Okay. Before we run out of time, I gotta do my segment.
Yeah. Segment. Random fact of the day.
Going off. It's a long topic here.
Yeah, well.
Okay, you guys ready?
Suck it.
Okay. Hitler's nephew wrote an essay defaming the dictator, then moved to the U.S., and fought in our Navy against him. Wow.
His own family hated him.
That's pretty crazy,
damn,
though.
And I know, why.
It said before, he tried to join the military here, and they wouldn't let him, because obviously they're like, well, you're related to the guy we're fighting.
Yeah.
And it took him a long time, and finally the president was like, well, okay, we'll let him in.
Well, supposedly, in my lineage, my ancestors or whatever were a part of the Luftwaffe, or however the fuck you pronounce it, and then... Like, I'm going to say my whatever great-grandpa was one of them, and then my great-grandpa, his son,
mm-hmm.
was like, I don't want to do this. He goes, you're either going to do this or you're going to lose all of our, you're not going to inherit any of our lands, any of our monies, any of our house or whatever the fuck it was. He's like, all right, bye, and he fucking ran to America. So.
That's right, because we the best.
That's right.
Just saying.
Against Nazis, anyways. I'm not, I mean, anyways, we're getting a little off there. Do you have another one?
You were looking, another one?
It looked like you had another one. Anyway, anyways, shower thoughts with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
All right, guys. Soak this in, up.
However you want to do it.
We left it, man. We left it. Like,
no, I was waiting for you guys to say some shit. No,
that's that running joke's over.
All right. Go to bed, you'll feel better in the morning, is the human version of, did you turn it on and off?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard that one. That was good.
And then,
which
more.
In your case with your tooth, because I told you yesterday that it'd be fine, better to today.
I woke up like
it didn't
worse.
Work. You got something wrong with your hardware, bro.
Something's wrong with my hardware, dude. Rice won't even fix me, dog.
Oh God.
All right, here's another one. Maybe plants are really farming us, giving us the oxygen giving us oxygen until we eventually expire and turn into mulch, which they can consume.
Okay,
that's the circle of life, bro. You can't see me right now. I'm doing
plants.
Bro, you're slinging spit everywhere. Nasty. You're over there chewing on it.
This side, you fuck.
Yeah, and you're going like that, and spit goes down a straw.
Okay, hold on. I lied. One more.
One more.
If my calculator had a history, it'd be more embarrassing than my browser history. I don't know about you guys, but I put boobs in on my calculator a lot.
Boobs, and then he...
Spelling out boobies. You never did that with the calculator?
And then he would
put like zero, an elementary zero, school eight, or something. Let's see what kind of stuff I can turn.
This motherfucker, he'd be all like, boobies, and then he would just call up his old ex-girlfriend, Pamela Henderson, and just go to town.
Henderson?
Henderson.
Pamela Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson.
Or Jill.
Why would you name your hand Jill? Yeah, you don't need to
know
J-I-L-L. Yeah, I get it. Thanks, brah. Oh.
Put his hand up. Does it really?
Does it really?
That's like putting, like, hey, your hands make an L. Oh, really?
Oh. Anyways. What is your favorite action RPG game from, let's go, 2000s and up? Elijah, go. We got a few minutes.
We're just throwing this out there?
Just throwing this out there. Or you know what?
Action RPG from what?
From 2000s and up.
2000s and up?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? We're gonna save that topic. Actually, we're gonna save that
topic.
Oh,
you're gonna give them a little taste, huh?
Well, that's gonna be our next episode. We'll start off.
Dangle
with
the carrot, you know, in front of them.
Yeah,
know,
all right.
So
you know what?
Come back and watch.
You know
listen.
What? You know what? We're gonna save that. We're gonna do, instead of action RPG, we'll do what? First person shooters? First person shooter sounds good, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys pick your favorite first-person shooters from any console or whatnot. Bring it here, and we'll debate it. And then you guys comment your favorite. And
it has to be 2000 and up, you said, or any kind of?
Let's just, any time frame, but only one. And only have enough details to try not be able to argue it.
Oh.
And then we're not going to say to each other what we have.
Well, what if we have the same one?
I doubt you guys got the same one as me.
Okay, you get Xbox, or wait, what do you want?
You mean, what do I want?
What console do you want, fool? That's what I'm asking.
Well, most of these games are cross-platform. Are you kidding me?
Well, not older games.
Well, that's what I said. When are we going here?
My game was able to be played on the PlayStation 2 and the original Xbox, I believe, and the GameCube. So,
how about this? Yeah, we'll give all of ours to somebody, and they can see if we have the same one.
Nah, fuck it. Just bring something.
Bring your favorite one.
Anyways, fuck. You're making this so goddamn difficult, Elijah. Hey, watch your hand. Hey.
We're not playing Fire Truck. All right, that's it.
That's called rape. Especially since I said no. That's gonna wrap it up. Make sure you comment on Facebook,
or is it just a soft
group?
No?
Group on Facebook,
that
Instagram,
sounds
Twitter.
That sounds the question.
I'm your big host, Big Will, and this is your perverted dum-dum sidekick.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh,
pervert.
I guess. Elijah, what's up?
And then you got your...
Peace out.
Disabled.
A-town
disabled.
Down.
Tooth achy poo nanny motherfucking Rexy poo here.
Yeah, guys, it's me.
And that's gonna do it.
I see ya, sexy bitches.
See ya.